We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It is Friday, it's September 17th, it's 2021, and we have 15 baseball games to talk about here on today's slate. Short Thursday slate over, Friday, busy, here we go again. Got my boy Will, Chief Justice 06. What's happening, Will?
Nothing much, man. Doing great. Ready to get this pod going. Big 15 gamer. Going to be a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, there's no short things to talk about in this slate. It's a massive one. a lot of stuff going on here. 15 games. I mean, it's even like we're getting towards the middle, towards the end of September, and it's like we might see some pitching changes and stuff. Remember, this is a first look podcast. We're giving you guys what we have in front of us and just kind of, feeling out the slate as it's presented to us right now. We're going to jump in. We got Colorado at Washington. That's where we're going to get started on the slate. It's Herman Marquez against Josiah Gray. 8.5 total, and the Nationals are a 130 favorites. Any interest here in Herman Marquez?
I'll slide at 8,800. I don't hate it. I was actually surprised Washington came in as a favorite on this slate. Very shocked. But, I like him a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think he's in play. He's a little expensive at 8,800. But, I mean, pitching is kind of all over the place today. If we knew what like Dylan C's pitch count was going to be, if he was going to throw like 100 pitches, and we were very confident with that, I mean, he's in a great spot. But I mean, you'll hear it as we're breaking down some of these games. Some of these good pitchers are in tough spots. So I think on this slate overall, it's just one of those slates where you're like, all right, well, even at 8,800, Marquez might be in play, but it seems a little expensive. Josiah Gray on the other side of this game. I mean, this Rockies offense is super beatable, but Josiah Gray's 8,200 in this spot. What are your thoughts here when it comes to Josiah Gray?
Yeah, he's someone I'm absolutely not going to play. Got some stuff, but I don't think he has enough upside on this slate, even against the Rockies. I'm just not doing it.
6,200, man, I'm taking shots here. I'm not going to lie to you.
8,200.
Oh, gotcha.
I was like, is he 6,200? I was like, man, am I sleepy?
No, I'm saying if he was 6,200, I would have some serious interest in him, because I mean, the bottom of the order is going to strike out a bunch. I mean, the top of the order, you know, Story, McMahon, Hillard, they like Diaz, they have power. Let's talk Rockies bats. Anything standing out to you for Colorado?
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of these guys, I mean, I think have been okay. Like Charlie Blackman is 5,100. I think he's a guy that, you know, maybe you're paying up a little bit to be contrarian. Tapia is 3,800. Don't hate that. Sam Hilliard, 2,300, kind of at the bottom of the order if he's in the lineup. Sam Hilliard would probably be one of my favorites in just terms of a cheap guy that we know has a little bit of pop. But that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, probably not going to end up playing much here. But I completely understand why you'd take shots on, like, Story, McMahon, Diaz at catcher with some power upside, CJ Krohn. I mean, maybe like a secondary stack, but overall, not going to go too crazy here. And then on the other side of this game, Washington. I mean, outside of Juan Soto, I don't really have any interest in Washington, and I probably won't the rest of the season.
Yep, same here. I haven't been playing Juan Soto. So just, you know, this team's kind of out of it. And unless a couple of these guys hit, you know, two home runs, I don't think any one guy by himself is going to beat us.
All right, we got Cleveland at New York facing the Yankees. Zach Plesac, Corey Kluber, 9.5 total in this game. Yankees a 185 favorite. Any interest here in Zach Plesac?
Don't hate Plesac, but I'm just not playing him. Just kind of a blah guy. We've got too many other high upside guys. Not playing Plesac today.
I mean, facing one of the toughest offenses in baseball, up and down, this lineup is just stacked. Zach Plesac's a solid pitcher, but I think this matchup's a little too tough for 8,400. And then, I mean, Corey Kluber on the other side of this game, they're stretching him out more and more. I mean, this is a guy that came back a few starts ago, 68, 78, 82. I'm still thinking like 85 pitches here for him is like ceiling. And I mean, at 9K, I just don't think he has even remotely enough upside to pay off this price tag.
Definitely not playing Corey Kluber at 9K. If this was 3 years ago, would have been a lock button. But those days are long gone.
Yes, yes, they are. I mean, Indians bats, you can always take shots on like Ramirez and Reyes, but not going to go out of my way to stack Cleveland here.
Yeah, definitely not stacking Cleveland. Don't ever hate Jose Ramirez, Bradley Zimmer, 2,400, got a little bit of power. All in all, though, I think it would just be Jose Ramirez one off for me.
Yankees, I mean, the Yankees are always a stackable offense. Judge, Stanton, these guys, Gallo. I mean, I love the prices. Like, if you get past Aaron Judge, as far as, like, the Yankees are concerned, the rest of this team just, I mean, they're not overly expensive. What's your thoughts here when it comes to the Yankees?
Yeah, I like them, man. Solid offense, especially now they've squeezed Brett Gardner in there. He's 2,400, so that really could just open it up. Gary Sanchez down to 37. Gio at the bottom of the order, 32. Like you said, outside of Judge, very affordable. Anthony Rizzo, always one of my favorite bats. It's not going to strike out. Has a little bit of power, or a good, a marginal amount of power. Like him a lot.
All right, Minnesota at Toronto. Michael Pineda going up against Hyejin Ryu. 9 total in this game. Blue Jays anywhere from a 200 to a 220 favorites. Any interest here in Michael Pineda?
No.
Maybe the easiest fade spot on the slate, Michael Pineda. So
oh, yeah.
I love the Blue Jays, and we'll get to that in a second. Any interest here in Ryu going up against Minnesota?
Not really. I just think there are too many other higher upside guys, so not going to be playing him either.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ryu is okay. But I think that's where, like, that's where my interest, like, okay. He's okay. Not great. Okay. I mean, I'm not rushing to play the Minnesota bats. I mean, Buxton is so expensive. Donaldson's kind of expensive. I could see why you'd take some shots here on the Minnesota bats, but overall, I mean, I think they're just a little too pricey.
Yeah. Like you said, it's just overall, they are too pricey, because the ones that you want, like Polanco, Buxton, they're up there. I mean, honestly, I think you could probably get away with fading those guys, though, or fading one of them. I'd probably play Buxton over Polanco today just for the from the power aspect. It's just Polanco, I like him because he doesn't strike out so much. But all in all, I don't feel like the Twins are some massive stack. Josh Donaldson is 4,700. Yeah, that's enough for me to take him as a one-off.
You know who you can stack today, Will?
Who is
you
that?
Can, you, can, that? You can stack this Toronto Blue Jays offense against Michael Pineda.
Absolutely, man. I am in on some Blue Jay stacks against Pineda today for sure.
I mean, he hasn't been giving up as many home runs this season, but he gives up home runs. Throughout his career, this guy gives up bombs, and this game's in Toronto. Toronto has all this power. Like, the Blue Jays are a top stack on this slate for me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, of course, we'll have to get a pitcher to pair him with. And I definitely think there are some guys that we might be able to squeeze in that can get us to the promised land. But all in all, man, I'm with you. Blue Jays, one of the top stacks on the day.
Dodgers and Reds, Walker Buehler, Luis Castillo facing off in this game. No line out for this game yet. Oh, I guess it's popped up since I did research. It's 8.5. Yeah, and the Dodgers are 170 favorites. Any interest here in Walker Buehler?
Yeah, I mean, at 10-2, he's been serviceable. You know, I definitely think there's some other guys that we can play as well. But he's right up there with, you know, the top arms on the slate.
My biggest concern with Walker Buehler, and he's been pitching fantastic. My biggest concern with Walker Buehler is this team just doesn't strike out a lot, and they're going to make a lot of contact and they walk. I could see his pitch count getting up there really quick. And we've just been sitting there going, I mean, we felt like he threw a really good game, but he just didn't hit the ceiling at 10-2. I mean, that's my biggest concern when it comes to Walker Buehler. Definitely in play. Don't get me wrong. Not saying that. Luis Castillo, I mean, this dude's having a really solid season after a really slow start. 4X FIP, 23% K rate, 56% ground ball rate. He's just running into a Dodgers offense that is so hard to play right-handed pitching against.
Yeah, for sure. Can't play Castillo today. I'm just – the Dodgers in Houston, man, are just pretty much stayaways for me. I just don't play anybody against them. And if somebody runs off, you know, 15 Ks, they just do it. But I'm not targeting those teams.
All right, Dodgers bats. Anything standing out to you here for the Dodgers?
Max Muncy is on fire, in case anybody hadn't noticed. Definitely don't mind him. And if I'm not mistaken, and Steve, you can correct me on this if I'm wrong, but I am pretty sure Justin Turner hits curveballs pretty well. So he's going to be on my list. But he's 5,400, very expensive, but he is on the list for me.
Yeah, my only problem with, like, a Justin Turner, one-off is just the price more than anything else. So, I mean, I completely understand it, but I think if I'm trying to play the Dodgers here, I'm trying to stack them. This game's in the Great American Small Park.
Yeah.
Muncy's banged up. I forgot to mention that, too. He's not expected to miss any time, but I know he's dealing with, like, I think he got a bruised knee or something. So that's just something to kind of pay attention to. But, I mean, yeah. This game's in Cincy. Like, you got to like the Dodgers here. This is a good ballpark upgrade for them. I mean, I don't love Luis Castillo at his price, but I don't see myself, like, stacking the Reds against him in this spot. I don't like Walker Buehler at this price, but I don't see myself stacking the Reds.
I know what you mean. Yeah. It's kind of same here. You know, this would be almost like another, I guess, kind of a one-off situation where maybe you take a Votto or maybe you take a Mike Moustakas. But all in all, I don't want to attack Buehler, so I think I want to pass on your favorite DFS team for this season, the Reds.
I'm going to play my other favorite team, the Dodgers. There you go. They're playing each other. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. Moving along here. We got Pittsburgh at Miami. Eight total in this game. The Marlins are a 150 favorite. We got Will Crow going up against Hernandez. Any interest here in Will Crow?
Yeah, this is kind of what I was going to talk about, Stevie. This might be the avenue to being able to get in a few of these big bats. You might have to go down to somebody like Will Crow. And guess what? I'm not excited about it at all. But this may be the way to go. And so I think he's on my list.
Yeah, I mean, I think both of these pitchers are in play. This game's in Miami. They both are average at best pitchers, but they're facing weak offenses. I could see either one of these teams putting up like, or either one of these pitchers putting up like 15 and under 7K. I mean, I'll take 15 a year. If you're trying to get one of these top end stacks, you're going to need some value. And I think the value is going to come from these pitchers. And I mean, Hernandez on the other side of this game, he's shown some upside, but he does struggle with home runs. I mean, maybe being in this ballpark helps a little bit. His whip is a little bit lower in this ballpark this season. What are your thoughts when it comes to Hernandez? Are you liking him as well?
Yeah, I was actually going to give you the exact same story for Hernandez. One of these guys is probably going to be the answer for us to try and get in some of these big bats, because I feel like the offenses are going to win this slate. And they're on a whole lot of cheap offenses we like. So, you know, this pitching duel, and I'm giving the air quotes here, that we're going to have in Miami may be the exact formula we need to get there.
I mean, bats here, is there anything standing out to you for Pittsburgh?
I mean, I don't want to play these teams.
I mean, the guy I want to play is Reynolds, but I'm not paying $4,900 for him.
I don't want to play these teams.
I mean, Yoshi's going to probably hit in the top two or three spots for Pittsburgh. He's $2,800. You could play him in the outfield now. You could do worse. But I mean, I'm not stacking these teams. Even if these pitchers become popular, the reason why these pitchers might become popular is because both these offenses just stink. On the Miami side of things, like, I don't even know what the lineup is going to look like. They have so many banged up people. Maybe Sanchez. I think he's someone you could play at 2,800.
Yeah, I don't hate it, but God, these teams. I don't want to play these teams at all.
I think that's it from this game. I think we spent enough time on this game. All right, we got the Phillies and the Mets. We got Wheeler and Walker facing off in this one. 7.5 total. Phillies are 140 favorites. Any interest here in Zach Wheeler?
Yeah, love Zach Wheeler. Going to be one of the top options on the day. Definitely think, he's a guy we need to consider. I mean, the guy's just been good this season. Period. Point blank, period.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the greatest spot. It's not the worst spot. But I think at this price, I think you have to look at him. You have to look at him, just the pitchers that are on this slate too. I definitely think Wheeler is top three, maybe even top two pitcher on this slate, raw points wise. And then, I mean, Tajon Walker on the other side of this game, I think he's a little pricey for the matchup, but I mean, I'm probably not going to play Walker here.
Yeah, definitely not playing Walker. I think he's going to get lit up. So not touching him.
All right. Well, talk to me about these Phillies bats. What's standing out to you here?
Yeah, man, give me these lefties. Give me these righties. I like this whole team. Harper's been hot as well from a fantasy perspective. Just might not be hitting home runs every day, man, but just churning fantasy points, doubles, singles, steals, runs, walks, you name it. Hit by pitch, he's getting it all. So one of my favorite plays on the slate. We got us a cheap dong here in Brad Miller and Odubel Herrera leading off. Love these guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to like Harper in this spot for sure. I don't want to. My only concern about like potentially stacking this game is just the ballpark. But I mean, they have upside. They have upside against Walker. So, any interest here in the Mets bats?
No.
Yeah, that's a no for me. No meat on the bone at all.
Zero Mets bats.
Baltimore at Boston. It's going to be Keegan Aiken, and then it looks like it's going to be Chris Sale. Right? Yeah, it sounds like Chris Sale is going to get activated here and pitch in this game. There's no total out. One book had a total, and the Red Sox were like a 380 favorite, so they were definitely expecting Chris Sale to get activated for this game. Any interest here in Keegan Aiken?
Yeah, no. No Keegan Aiken. That was a joke, Stevie, by the way.
I mean, you had me, I'm not going to lie, you had me a little nervous.
Definitely not play Keegan Aiken. Scratch off completely. Get him out of here.
All right, you had me nervous. You did, not going to lie. I was like, all right. Chris Sale, if he pitches in this game, 9,500, coming off the COVID list. They were kind of careful when he came back. I mean, I'm probably going to fade Chris Sale here, even though I love the spot. And if I knew he was going to go out and throw 105 pitches, I'd play him. But I think 85 pitches is more likely than 105 pitches.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think I can play Sale in this spot. We just got too many other guys, Stevie, that we can absolutely get behind. No need to fire him up for 9,500. You know, we got one of my favorite DFS pitchers on the slate playing. So definitely no need to play him.
I'll tell you this though. I'm not playing any Baltimore bats against Sale.
No, no, no.
I'm not going that all. Crazy. It's a pitch count thing for me. And if like something comes out during the day where we actually get like a pitch count, like said, you know, and like, all right, well, maybe I'm more interested if that happens, but all right. Boston, the Red Sox here, Keegan Aiken on the hill. I mean, Keegan Aiken has really struggled against righties, and they're going to throw Xander Bogaerts, JD Martinez, Kiki Hernandez, Hunter Renfro. And I mean, Renfro and Kiki makes the stack so much easier to do because of their prices. And even JD Martinez at 4,600 really like the Red Sox in this spot.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can't ask for much better. I think this team is going off and hopefully they don't disappoint us. You know, one of my favorite bats against a lefty on any slate, Hunter Renfro, just a big time spot, man. Love it.
All right. Detroit at Tampa. Detroit at Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
Casey Mize going up against Luis Patino. Eight total. Rays at 235 favorite. Any interest here in Casey Mize?
No.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit has – they're just going to limit these guys down the stretch. I mean, I don't even understand the point of throwing them out there at this point, but – I guess, you know, you do what you do.
I will say this. If you can catch Casey Mize at, you know, four strikeouts on prize, just take the under. Because yeah. For some reason, they keep rolling him out at four strikeouts. Seems like every time you just keep taking the under. Those are like automatic props for me at this point.
Yeah, for sure. Luis Patino on the other side of this game, 8,400. Seems like a lot. I mean, I guess he went up 76 pitches last time out. He faced this Detroit team and put up 7 fantasy points. There you go.
Yep, good spot. Still not playing him. Way overpriced. No need to play him here.
Bats. Anything here on the Tigers side?
No, I don't want to play the bats either. That's the crazy part. Don't want to play Patino. Don't want to play Mize. Don't want to play Detroit bats.
Weird game, like just in general, like it's just a weird game. I really thought that was Galladay for a second. I got excited. It was Shepard.
We need some Galladay. Come on, Galladay, give us a holiday. Oh my God, did you see this move? The Shepard made the guy fall. Yeah. Jeez.
Anyway, back to Galladay. Tampa Bay Vats. I mean, Cruz is expected to be back and playing in this game 100%. I kind of like Tampa here. I think this is going to be like a bullpen type of game for Detroit. And I think, you know, Tampa is a team that could just shock a lot of people and put up runs and have a really good game here.
Yeah, I like Tampa as well, man. You know, Choi, Lau, Meadows, Wendell. And Wendell's not some guy I think is going to go out and hit a bunch of home runs, but just doesn't strike out, can drive in runs. I like this team, man. They're definitely on my tournament list.
Oh, you got to punt him there. There's a truck race going on as we're doing the podcast, and the guy running second has to win to advance in the playoffs. Like, you got to drive into that dude's bumper there. I don't know about all that. Anyway, Chicago White Sox, Texas Rangers. 9 total in this game, and the White Sox are a 190 favorite. We got Dylan Cease going up against Hearn. Any interest here in Dylan Cease?
Yes, this is where I was talking about one of my favorite tournament pitchers on the slate. If Dylan Cease can get to – I take Dylan Cease at 90 pitches in this spot, I think. And I really mean that. You know, he went 71 the last time against Boston, but I think he just got into some trouble. Stevie, this feels like a spot that he can go out 5 to 6 innings, 8 to 10 Ks. Dylan Cease, one of my favorite tournament plays, as long as they don't give us some crazy news that he's just, you know, going to be on a pitch count. And I don't think that's the case. I think he just got in a jam in the last game.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago is definitely in a position where they can be careful. But I think Dylan Cease's tournament ceiling is really high. And, I mean, I think you have to take shots. I think you have to take shots on Dylan Cease. Taylor Hearn on the other side. That's an easy no for me.
Yep. Nope. Not doing it.
Anything on the White Sox bats here?
Well, I mean, are they going to price these guys up at all? I mean, they priced them up a little bit, but I mean, Abreu 45, Robert 47, Eloy 41, Mancada 40. I mean, I think just on pure price, this team is in play. Just on pure price, this team is just so in play.
I don't think they're ever going to price them up. I really don't. I don't ever think they're going to price them up. Texas bats. I mean, I'm going to pass on Texas here, Will. I mean, Dylan Cease is a really strong pitcher. There's a reason that the White Sox are a huge favorite in this game.
Yeah. No Texas Rangers. Fade.
Cubs and Brewers. 9 total in this game. The Brewers, a 225 favorite. We got Zach Davies going up against Hauser. Any interest here in Zach Davies?
No. Negative.
I mean, he's been struggling to strike anybody out. I'm with you. I'm going to pass here. Hauser? I think Adrian Hauser is really interesting for tournaments today.
Stevie.
Like, they've extended him. Like, he's thrown over 90 pitches in 4 of his last 5 starts.
I know.
He's facing a Cubs offense that just – the Cubs are bad. I mean, I think
– You're Hauser, probably right.
I think Hauser's in play. I mean, Hap has a 29% K rate. Contreras has a 31%. Oh, Wisdom, 37. Duffy, if he's in the lineup, 24. Alcantara, 32.
Stevie,
you look at this spot,
right.
And
I
you're
just,
like,
I can't.
Especially if, like, all right.
I can't.
The Miami pitchers get popular. I like Hauser even more if that happens.
He's definitely in play. You're not going to get an argument from me. I don't feel good. But he's absolutely in play.
All right.
He's absolutely in play.
I mean, I don't really have any interest in the Cubs bats, that's for sure. Do you have any interest in the Cubs bats?
No. Absolutely not.
I mean, Milwaukee against Davies, somewhat interesting. These prices, like, I think Milwaukee is one of those teams that you're potentially using here as like a secondary stack. I think they're very interesting at these prices.
Milwaukee, one of my top stacks of the day. I've been attacking Zach Davies all season. Not going to stop now. Wong, Escobar, Yelich, Navarez, Vogelbach, 2,500. If he cracks the lineup, you're right. I love this team. Love this team. As Graham Gano kicks another 50-yarder, I'm kicking myself, Stevie, because if I play Graham Gano over Dustin Hopkins, I'm probably in massive takedown mode.
I played so much Gibson that showdown was over for me a long time ago.
Okay. And guys, listen, guys, I'm not trying to tilt on the line, but as of right now, Awesome is in the lead at 132, and I have 114. I'm not in, so let's not say massive takedown mode, but my team that I built was Shepherd and the captain. And I need, if he gets another catch for 6 7, you know, he'll go over 100. I had Daniel Jones, Terry McLaurin, Galladay, Slayton, and Hopkins. Well, our good friend Graham Gano, and Hopkins has 9, so I don't want to bash him here, but I think Graham Gano is at, like, he's got to be close to 20 fantasy points. So never mind. Just don't worry about my rant in the middle of the pod. But I was trying to see where Graham, he's at 19.
So he's at 19.
So I'd be at 124, which would have me getting close here. Be getting close. But it's okay.
We got Arizona at Houston taking on the Astros. 9 total. Astros a 235 favorite. Madison Bumgarner, Lance McCullers. Any interest here in Bumgarner?
No.
I mean, Houston just doesn't strike out against left-handed pitching. I think they're going to, like, potentially start, like, 3 guys with strikeout rates over 20% against lefties in this lineup. They walk. They put the ball in play. Bad spot for Madison Bumgarner. Lance McCullers, I think he's okay. I mean, I don't think this is, like, a special spot or anything like that, but I definitely think Lance McCullers at 9,300 is in play.
Yeah, for sure. He definitely should be able to get some strikeouts here. He's pretty much been able to get strikeouts against every team this season. You know, if you look at his last five games, he's got 7 strikeouts in 3 of the last 5, which I think is a pretty big, matter of fact, is that 4? No, 3 of the last 5, you got 7. You keep scrolling down, 8 for him, and the guy's getting the K's. So he's on the list, Stevie. I think if you want to kind of maybe get in this mid-range or slightly under the top guys, maybe do him a color cease combo, if something like that could come together for you, I think it could really pay off dividends.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think he's in play. I don't love pitching on this slate. I really don't. Like, I'm going to play a lot of Wheeler. Like, Wheeler's going to be my guy. Let's talk bats. Anything here for Arizona standing out to you?
No, I'm not playing any bat from Arizona.
Houston side, man, I like the Astros a lot here. I think a lot of people are going to like the Astros. But, I mean, every time we think the Astros are going to be somewhat popular, they're never popular. And it's a 15-game slate. So, I mean, maybe they go overlooked again here?
Yeah, I mean, so – the Astros are to the Reds as the Reds are to the Astros for you and me. I probably play the Astros more than anybody. And so they're definitely on my list against Bumgarner. Definitely.
Washington just scored in like 20 seconds. It was the craziest like thing. I know I'm in front of
Will. Oh my gosh. And guess who it is?
I mean, this is the worst showdown slate ever. Like,
was that JD McKissick?
That was McKissick had a really long catch, and then Ricky Seals Jones scored the touchdown.
Oh my gosh.
I just think it's hilarious. Anyway.
Well, there goes my Heineke prop. He's over. But what I did, Steve.
He's definitely over now.
Yeah. He's over for sure. Oh, geez. And, you know, Dean talked about JD McKissick on the he was just kind of in the chat. And now what we need is what's the backup running back? We need a Booker touchdown, and then he'll have it completed.
I mean, yeah, two quarterback with a quarterback in the captain spot type of showdown slate. I'm never going to win these slates. Going
to
win these slates.
You might not have to. Are we going to have both? Well, you might not have to have both. If Galladay catches a big one,
we hope so. I mean,
because if that's the case, Galladay would have more than Heineke, I think. Let me see here. How many does Heineke have? Oh, he's got 23 fantasy points and over three. Oh, gosh.
He got there, buddy. He did. We move on. Boy. We have Seattle at Kansas City. 9 total in this game. It's really close to a pick'em game. Seattle's a slight favorite. Chris Flexen against Brady Singer. Any interest here in Chris Flexen going up against Kansas City?
No, I'm not playing Chris Flexen. I'm not being fooled. He sits on the shelf today.
I mean, the matchup is definitely not bad. 7,800. There's some guys that I like under him price wise, and then like I might be able to get like an extra bat or two if I go under
like a Hauser. Like I definitely play Hauser over Flexen today.
I've talked him into it. I've officially talked him into it. He's going to the house. Any interest here in Brady Singer?
No. He hasn't been,
I think you have to say yes, right? It's a 15-game slate. We have a ton of offenses we want to play today. He's 5,300. He's thrown over 90 pitches in 5 straight starts. You're not going to get many guys in this price range that can throw 100 pitches in a start. I mean, I think you have to at least say maybe on Brady Singer today.
I don't know, man.
You got to say maybe, Will. Just a maybe.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's true, though, because, I mean, I've played Carlos Hernandez down in this price range in the right spot, and this is probably about as close as it's going to get. So, yeah, I'm with you. Listen, I'm calling it. We're going to get our Galladay yards on this drive. They're down by 1, so they're going to throw the ball some. We'll get our Galladay yards.
Any interest here in the Seattle Bats?
Definitely Kyle Seager. He's 5,300, very expensive, don't care. I think this is a good spot for him to hit 2 home runs.
Yeah, I mean, Seager's struggles this season has definitely been hard contact to lefties. So I think, not Seager, Singer, the names threw me off. But I think, like, Kyle Seager as a one-off, maybe Toro and like Haniger if you're going to go 3-man. But I mean, I don't want to fully stack this team.
Yeah.
Any interest in the Kansas City Bats?
Yeah. I mean, believe it or not, I like Nicky Lopez today. A guy just doesn't strike out a lot. Santana, Benintendi. I think they've been kind of heating up. Had a big night last night against Oakland, even in a loss, or the night before, whichever one it was. So yeah, I like these guys.
Yeah, I mean, Salvador Perez is just, this dude is just, he might hit 50 home runs this year.
Yeah, like, hit another one the other night.
He's crushing. He's just crushing. Like, I mean, I hate paying up a catcher, but this dude is just on fire. Mondesi gives you stolen base upside. I mean, there's plenty of third pieces that you can kind of put together to make this like a secondary stack that probably no one has today. So, yeah, Don't hate it. We got San Diego going up against St. Louis. 9 total in this game. The Cardinals are a 135 favorite. Vincent Velasquez, Miles Mikolas. Any interest here in Vince Velasquez?
No. Mm-mm, not doing it.
Yeah, negative fantasy points in 3 of his last 4 starts.
If this was Vince Velasquez from the Phillies like a couple years ago, let's go 3-4 years ago, maybe. But he's just falling off, man.
Yeah, I mean, Miles Mikolas on the other side says a lot that they're favored, but, I mean, I'm not playing Miles Mikolas either. He's going to go out and try to get ground balls, eat up a few innings, and move on to the bullpen.
Yeah, he might not even get that. This team is – they're still potent. No Miles Mikolas.
All right, let's talk San Diego bats here. Any interest in the Padres bats?
You like the Padres. Jerks and Profar leading off at 2,100. Really opens things up. If we get Cronenworth in, he's 36. Hosmer's 29. Man, these lefties are so cheap, man. So cheap to build around with Tatis and Machado. I love this stack. Love this stack.
Yeah, I mean, I think you definitely have to give them a look, right? I think you have to give them a look. The St. Louis side, I think they're interesting too. I mean, you look at the Padres, you know, Vincent Velasquez, and just maybe you have to look at the Cardinals bats in this spot. I mean, I don't want to, but I think you have to maybe potentially look at them here.
Yeah, they don't strike out a lot, so they're definitely, I mean, they're in play. They don't strike out a lot. You know, that was proven the other night, you know, against McGill. It's like, and yeah, he's young, and he probably had a rough start, but St. Louis is still not a high K team overall, so I'm with you, man.
The race, the end of this race, I'm sorry I'm so distracted, but the end of this race, this truck race, was just absolutely wild. Man, nothing better than live sports. Just crazy. Like, just absolutely crazy. Anyway, Nolan Arenado, Goldschmidt, maybe Edmund, Tyler O'Neill at 4,200. I think he's very much in play. Depending on where Carlson hits, he's 2.9K. So, I mean, I definitely don't mind looking at some of these St. Louis bats here. So, Oakland, LA, taking on the Angels. We got Cole Irvin, and then it looks to be like an opener type situation for the Angels here. You know, we could potentially see someone get announced and start this game instead. We'll have to see. Any interest here in Cole Irvin going up against the Angels?
Yeah, I guess the Angels, I have slight interest. I know they've kind of got a couple guys back, you know, but all in all, still, I'm not afraid of this team.
I mean, yeah, I think he's in play at this price. Again, Will, I think this slate sets up for some, like, top-end stacks. So, I mean, I think I'm going, like, one top-end pitcher and then, like, one cheaper pitcher on a lot of my builds here today. And then on the Angel side, man, if it's an opener situation, it's an easy pass for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Any interest in the Oakland bats here?
Well, I mean, they've been playing pretty well overall. Just weird construction. I mean, Jed Lowry's cheap. Olsen's 55, Marte 6K. I think the bats that you really want are so expensive. Mark Connors 51. That's what's going to keep me away from them.
Yeah, I mean, Chapman's banged up. I don't think it's going to be 100% lineup. Crazy, man. Angels bats against Irvin. I don't think they're healthy enough to play them here. What are your thoughts on the Angels?
Nope, not playing Angels.
Atlanta at San Francisco is where we finish out. We have Ian Anderson against Logan Webb. 7.5 total here. The Giants are 150 favorites. Any interest here in Ian Anderson?
No, listen, I don't play anybody against the Giants. I'm just not playing anybody against the Giants. And I said that about a couple other teams, but yeah, I'm not playing Ian Anderson against the Giants. He could just sit on the shelf.
Did they really just throw a pick when all they had to do was run the ball?
They did.
What is happening?
They did. And Stevie, guess what?
This has been like the craziest, like, 5 minutes in sports. It's just like, what is going on?
Stevie, so Stevie, do you want to know something else crazy? So Antonio Gibson, if I'm not mistaken, is at 69 yards, and we had him at 68 and a half. Don't you love sports?
Yeah, until he goes backwards, love- Will. I got my NASCAR prop of the bet too. So
no, listen. He's not going backwards. You know what? They're not going to give him the ball anymore. They're going to be down when they get the ball back.
Yeah, I guess that's true. He's not
so they're not handing the ball. Don't you?
Unless they miss this field goal, Will.
No, they're not going to miss it. In fact, they're going to milk this clock. I mean, the Gibson coming through, but now I need Galladay, and I don't think
that's not going to happen. I was like, how can this game tie? All right. I mean, I'm with you on Ian Anderson. No interest. This podcast is all over the place.
Sorry, people. Sorry.
I mean, this has been like crazy 10 minutes in sports. Just crazy 10 minutes in sports. Like, I don't know. Maybe Galladay scores a touchdown here. If they don't run the ball and then go for two, and then we root for another touchdown, or Shepherd drops
it. Give it to Saquon.
All right. Logan Webb against the Braves. 9,800 for Logan Webb going up against Atlanta. Like, a lot of respect here for Logan Webb, but I mean, this offense is good. I have a tough time paying this price for Webb. Very good against righties this season. 105 ISO, 262 WOBA. Has a 29% K rate against righties this season. It's been fantastic against righties. But if he's going to be less than 5% owned, I think you could take large field tournament shots on him. But I don't see myself playing a lot of Logan Webb. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should play more Logan Webb.
Yeah, I think you should. He's been very good, and I'm with you. I think in large field tournaments, absolutely the play. Like, absolutely the play. Look, if I'm the Giants, I try to get a first down here. I am not. If I'm the Giants, let's get a first down, right? Because they're going to get to the 2-minute warning, and then all they have to do is hand the ball off one time and not fumble. And they're going for it. Sterling Shepard. So, guys, I'm sorry about this podcast. It is all over the place. I think Sterling Shepard just got over 100 yards, and I had him in the captain. And that's 10 catches.
He dropped it.
Oh, I thought he caught it.
No.
Well,
it would have been short of 6 yards anyway had he caught it. So no 100-point bonus for you or 10 catches.
No, but anyway. I needed that because he's in my captain. That would have given me another 4 points. Don't you just hate? And then when I told you, Graham Gano's about to get another 3 points, he's going to be at 21, 22 fantasy points.
Yeah, but you're going to get the Hopkins 60-yarder to win the game.
Oh, no. No.
All right. Atlanta Bats. I don't want to play Atlanta Bats against Logan Webb. He's been pitching so good. I have a tough time. Like, I just don't want to one-off like Freddie Freeman. I think Freeman's in a great spot, but I don't want to one-off Freddie Freeman here.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
I mean, the Giants lineup is good. Do you have any interest in the Giants against Ian Anderson here?
I do. I think the Giants are okay. And I don't want to – I guess I don't want to stack them, but I do want to – no, I would. Stella, Belt at 52 is pretty expensive. But if I'm going to stack them, I just kind of go either Belt or Crawford. I don't think I'd play them both.
Yeah, I mean, I think you stack them. I think that's really the only way. I think that's the only way you can play San Francisco on this slate is I think you have to stack them. All right, let's play the morning grind game. And then, we'll be ready for all the tweets we're going to get about how all over this podcast was. Bring it on. Give me a guy under 8K to get six or more strikeouts today.
I'm going to go with Will Crow.
All right. I already said it, man. Hauser's my guy today. Over 8K to score under 15. Who's your bust pitcher of the slate?
Ian Anderson, actually.
Yeah, I like that one. I think I have to go Madison Bumgarner against Houston. I think he's the bust of it. Over 4K to go Yard. Who do you got?
Let's go with... I want to hand out somebody good that I don't think... Let's go Eduardo Escobar.
I mean, I think I have to keep rooting for Salvador Perez to get to 50 home runs. So I'm gonna root for him to keep going. So I'll take Salvador Perez. Give me a guy under 4K to get two hits today.
Let's go. We're at under 4K, right?
Yep.
Gosh, man. This is probably the toughest one, but give me Brett Gardner from the Yankees.
All right. Did not see that one coming. I'll go Dylan Carlson, 2.9K.
Like it.
Give me a stack to score six or more runs, Will.
This was going to be real easy. Team I talked about at the beginning of the pod. I really like the Phillies today. Give me the Phillies.
All right. I'm going to go with the Red Sox. I think they smash in this spot today and think they're, I mean, I think they're one of the teams that could beat the Blue Jays as a top stack on the slate. So any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Negativo.
All right. That's going to wrap it up here for Friday. We'll be back Monday talking more baseball, maybe some football, maybe some NASCAR. I mean, you can get anything on this podcast. We do it all. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you guys again on Monday.